was he to get at that time? And when you look at what he's contributed to the program since he's been there, what has he meant for you over the last 3 years?
Well, I don't think, you know, at the time, I mean, it might be different, but I think our staff has done a really, really good job of evaluating talent, not based on stars or really services. I think, you know, this class that's committed to us right now is a product of that. That guys were, we really don't care where they were ranked. Although, I'll give a lot of you guys credit. Usually the five-star guys are really good. Guys that are ranked number one in their position are usually pretty good guys, and he's one of those guys. So, you know, he was a guy that, in recruiting was, you'll have to ask him. I got my side of it, and he's got his side. I think we had a lot of work to do early with him, and, but I think he'll be the guy to tell you that between family and his experience at Texas A&M has been a great one. And I said this earlier. I think what gets lost with him and with the guys who are here today, you've got guys with a lot of different things that are at stake. And with what you see going on with bowl games, what you see that's gone on and during the year in playing games. This guy was not healthy after Arkansas and is a dominant player. And the fact that he wanted to play in games at 50%, you know, whatever it was, third downs, whatever, with his teammates says more about him than just his talent. And that speaks to our team. And you know, he's not very vocal, but when he speaks up, you hear him, and he plays that way, and I think it's been a great example to our younger players. But about the recruitment, Sam, you know, you got to ask him, because he seems smiling over there. He knows, what I know, that he wanted to go somewhere else early, but we had to convince him that A&M was the best place for him. And mom and dad helped during that time. And sis. Yeah. She gave me the intel all the time since she was already there.
Coach Scott Fritsch and Parakeet Illustrated Magazine. I was just curious. Kansas State's averaging nearly 300 rushing yards over the last six games. What kind of challenge do they present on the ground against you guys?
A real challenge. You know, we've had our issues, particularly with quarterback runs you know, Coach Snyder is they've done a great job. This is one of the hottest teams in the country coming into this game, you know, with what they've done at the end of the year. So, you know, the challenge is, as always, you know, Coach Snyder's teams are extremely disciplined, know what they're doing. They've had a month, you know, really to really hone in on really 3 weeks to hone in on us and where we're going to be. And so, you know, it's a real challenge, you know, to be able to stop the run. And then as soon as you commit to that, the ability to really defend the deep ball. And, you know, that's going to be something that we've had our issues with at the end of the year. But, you know, we'll see where we are tomorrow night, because I think, you know, we've made some strides and done some things to help ourselves. But obviously, we've got to execute on the field. Otherwise, that could be an issue. And for us offensively, it's the same thing. You know, it's going to be an interesting game, just because special teams will be a big deal in this game. Offensively, we've got to be able to score some points. You know, because Kansas State has been scoring at a pretty good clip here the last, you know, four or five games of the year. So it's going to be a challenge for us.
Coach Sumlin, Daryl Bruffett from KBTX. You talked about Miles a little bit, but can you talk about the impact that your senior class has made on this year's team?
Yeah, we at the banquet, I said, you know, we've got guys who've been here 5 years. We got guys that like Ed Pope, who's been here since we got here. We got guys that are junior college guys that have been here two and three. Or like, you know, Josh Reynolds, and then we got a guy who's been here 11 months. So, you know, it's a eclectic group, but they've done a great job with our football team from a leadership standpoint, not just playing, but, you know, as I said before, this group of guys that are here have done a great job, I think, in the locker room, filling a void with leadership, and then also with how they played and examples, because the guys that are up here today, not all of them are seniors, but, you know, every one of these guys has struggled through some sort of injury this year and continued to press on and have handled it like grown men. And I think they've been great examples for the rest of our program.
Coach Kellis Robinette here with the Wichita Eagle. This game features some talented defensive players in both Miles Garrett and Jordan Willis. Just having been around Miles and studying Jordan a little bit, would you compare or contrast the way that they play?
Well, Jordan is a, you know, we're not going to wait very long for them to call his name in Philadelphia this year. So, you know, he's a really, really talented guy and one of the better defensive linemen in the country. I think he's very versatile. He's strong against the run. He's got a great first step. He's got really good. He'll be, you know, we've got. He'll be easily one of the top three or four guys that we've played against this year. And we played some pretty good ones. And, you know, half the All American team and is in our league in the West. And you know, you watch the film with this guy with production and what he does. He's right there. And so, you know, I think just like, you know, one of our guys, a couple of our guys, you know, you've got to account for them, not only in the passing game, but in the running game too, because he's a heck of a player.
Yeah, Olin Buchanan, TexAgs.com. Kevin, can you put a finger on or figure out, you know, give some sense of why you think that even when y'all might have had some difficulty in the second half of the season, you've come back and have been very successful and played very well in bowl games. Any reason you can think of that your team's been able to bounce back like that and play well in the bowl games?
First of all, we don't look at Olin like bouncing back, you know, so yeah, that's probably the biggest thing. And we need, you know, there's, you know, we take advantage of the time off. And then how we practice for the game is probably a little bit different. You know, I've been fortunate enough to be in a lot of bowl games in my life as an assistant coach, and I've seen positives and negatives to how you prepare for those. And so we've got a system in place that allows us to practice our younger players early and really take advantage of that. And it's really two segments, with the developmental part of our bowl practice and then our opponent's bowl practice. So that's been our approach for the last 9 years. And it's really a combination of things from Oklahoma and Purdue and A&M when I was here the first time, and just a lot of things that you take from different people. So I think our guys feel good. Like I said a week ago, it's the first time. Last week was the first time these two guys were in full pads practicing since about 2 months ago. And so we had a little energy, and I think our guys are looking forward to playing tomorrow night.
Again, I think that Kansas State is extremely disappointing. They got some playmakers on the defensive side of the ball. You know, we're going to have to execute to our full potential in order to have an opportunity to win. They're not going to beat themselves. Again, they do what they do, and they do it really, really well.
What's your impression of Jordan Willis?
Like Coach Sumlin said, he's going to be a guy that goes really high in the draft next year. He's a playmaker. He's versatile, and he's extremely explosive. And so he's somebody that we have to kind of take notice of whenever we're scheming things up and things like that.
What was the biggest difference? I know this is a general question, but SEC and Big 12, I mean, is there any one or two things you put your finger on?
You know, when you get out there in between the lines, it's just football. you know, maybe the types of offenses and even the defensive schemes are a little bit different from week to week. For me personally, I really enjoy getting to travel to new places. You know, I got to go play at all the places in the Big 12, but this year I got to go to, you know, Bryant-Denny in Tuscaloosa and go out to Jordan-Hare and at Auburn and things like that. So that was fun for me. But as far as football goes, maybe slight differences, but still just football.
How nice was it to get back in practice and be fully healthy?
It's been nice. You know, these bowl practices have been good. I feel like we're really gelling at this point and kind of got back into a rhythm. We went, I think, 8 straight days before we got a few days off for Christmas break. And, you know, anytime you get going like that, you get a little energy behind it. I think good things happen. And we're excited to play. You know, it's been, you know, 3 weeks, almost a month since we've played. And, you know, we kind of have a bad taste in our mouth. It was Thanksgiving Day. We played LSU and didn't come out with a win. So we're excited to go out there tomorrow and hopefully finish the season out the right way.
Trevor, you were on the sideline for the Oklahoma K-State game.
Just having fun playing ball and, you know, interacting with all the people around here. Everybody's friendly. Everybody's nice. And just been having a great time.
A lot of people have been comparing you to Jordan Willis. What do you think about that comparison?
I mean, I met him at the Rodeo Bowl, but I haven't watched him. I haven't really, you know, come in real contact with him. So, I mean, I'd like to learn more about him, but right now I can't really tell you.
What can a win in the bowl game do for you guys moving into the offseason and into the next season?
Give some momentum. You know, you don't want to go into the offseason with your head, you know, hanging down. You got to go in with, you know, your chin up high, knowing that you have, you know, something to fall back on. You know, looking back, you know, we had some, you know, problems in the middle of the season, but knowing that you had a win at the end, you can look back at that and say, oh, that's what we're coming off of.
What is there about K-State's running game that makes it maybe unique and more of a challenge to defend?
Quarterback. I mean, quarterback with speed is always a challenge, no matter who you are. You got to have good linebackers who are going to, you know, play both the running back and fall back on the quarterback. You got to have ends who are going to play it honest. So it's always going to be a challenge.
Do you like any quarterback you've played so far, like Fitzgerald, Mississippi State, or anybody else?
Fitzgerald and Trevor Knight. I mean, both guys who have good straight line speed and can make one cut and beat you. So you got to be able to, you know, stay square and not let them just, you know, cut on you, make it to a race.
Who was the scout team quarterback trying to be
Ertz? Top off
your career with the W.
Oh, man, that would mean everything. You know, you're always going to remember that last game in the maroon and white. So to leave the field with a win and, you know, be able to enjoy that with my teammates and kind of have that moment would be very special.
Coach, you know, I know you've been asked this question a lot, but the return of Dante to the defense this year just really kind of, you know, advanced from where you guys were last year and made you a much better defense. How important was him, you know, coming back from that injury and really leading the defense this year?
Well, it's been particularly significant for not only our defense but the entirety of our football team. And Dante's leadership has been tremendous. Players respond to him quite well. You know, from a technical aspect, it was significant in regards to, you know, his understanding of our defense, the schemes, understanding of offenses, the ability and the capacity to give directional guidance to young people in our program when they're on the field, you know, in regards to getting in and out of schemes that we put on the field defensively, making adjustments, I guess, and being able to handle that quite well. Everybody trusts him immensely for that.
Coach Zach Taylor, Sports Radio 1115 College Station. For Trevor Knight, what do you see from him, and also how well do you think he could fit in your offense if he would be playing for you?
Well, he's the kind of quarterback that we've been blessed to have throughout my tenure here. You know, someone that can bring a balance to your offense, you know, someone who can run it, execute all the option type stuff that exists in college football today and throw the ball around quite well. And I think also, you know, it's kind of like Jesse, and that, you know, he's a young guy that seems to have command of their offense and schematically how they do it, getting into the right things and out of the wrong things. So, and that tells me that he has quality leadership as well.
Coach Scott Fritchin, Power Kid Illustrated. I distinctly remember before the Buffalo Wild Wings Bowl that you mentioned that the week leading up to that was maybe the best set of practices that you'd been around since you were head coach. Has this squad maybe come close to that measurement in the past week?
Well, I truly think so, and probably a little more elongated. And by that I mean the consistency of the performance level in our practices over a period of time, not just on one given day, which you're addressing right now. But I think consistently they have been, they've practiced well. Sure.
Do you have an update on Alex Barnes? Do you think he'll be available?
He better be available.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Coach, Jesse Ertz has fought through some injuries this year, and we kind of saw that all come together at the TCU game. What does his leadership mean on the field and in the locker room beyond his skill set as a runner and thrower?
Well, I think like Dante, he brings that quality level of leadership into his group, into his side of the ball. And, you know, it's the significant aspect of it is, you know, you've heard me talk all the time about improvement and day-to-day, you get all that. But Jesse is kind of epitomizes that, I believe. And, you know, in terms of his leadership, and Jesse's a kind of a quiet, mild-mannered young guy, and yet he still exudes some leadership that allows our players to respond to him, you know, what he says, what he does. And, you know, what he does is, has been significant. And I think it's because, you know, again, so many of the young guys invest themselves in that daily improvement, so to speak. And Jesse has done that. And you've just seen his performance level grow and grow and grow. You know, and so many people, I've said this 1,000 times, but, you know, so many people, you know, think of Jesse as a returning starting quarterback. And those of you from our area that cover us realize, I mean, he played one snap last year. So he really was, you know, a fresh young pup, you know, when it came to the beginning of this year. And he really, you know, stepped up, and like I said, just got better and better. And, you know, that goes along with the experience, the number of reps that you take, opportunities on the field, as well as practice opportunities.
Coach, Ben Baby from the Dallas Morning News back here. You know, watching Myles Garrett from afar and reading and watching clips about him, you know, off the field and things of that nature, what are your thoughts on him and who he is?
Well, I think he's all that, you know, everyone tends to write about and speak about. You know, he's a very talented football player. He's got size, strength, quickness to go, you know, along with athletic ability. I don't know Miles, but I would, you know, suggest based on what I see that he probably brings leadership to, you know, the defensive side of the ball as well. You know, and I think, you know, his height and, you know, the ability to get his hands up and, you know, bat passes down and things like that, you know, are significant. You know, it's important for, you know, our players to truly understand that, and they do. You know, they understand the kind of player that he is, and he's anyway, just a very, very fine, talented, All-American player.
Kevin Haskett, Topeka Capital Journal. Hey, Bill. You mentioned Jesse only making one snap, but did you have a little more favorable view of him coming in and playing the position, experience-wise, just from him being in film study and that sort of thing, than a typical first-year starter?
Well, but, I mean, there a lot went into it before his first game last year. You know, by that I mean, you know, he had earned the opportunity and the right to become our starter. So, you know, everything that has taken place since then just built on that. It was, I don't think there's ever any question in our mind. We always make it competitive. I mean, it's, we try not to make any gifts whatsoever, and every young guy that steps out there is out there because they've earned the right to be there. But I don't think we ever had any doubt about that.
Hi, Coach. Suzanne Halliburton, Austin American Statesman.
Hi.
Trevor Knight, how much different does his game look than maybe the first time you were seeing him when he played for Oklahoma in the Big 12?
Well, you know, that's really a hard question to answer, and I would say probably no distinct difference at all other than the fact that the two offensive systems are different. And so, you know, we saw him in you know, and played against him anyway in one arena, and now we're viewing film on him in a totally different one. Not totally, but somewhat, considerably different one, put it that way.
Back here, Ariel Arsuda with KWCH in Wichita. Talk about Byron Pringle's production for your team and how the rest of the junior college transfers have also helped.
Well, Byron has really done a nice job for us. Another, just like I was talking about Jesse and so many of the other players in our program, has just evolved into, you know, a quality player within our system. You know, he was a very fine athlete before he came and is a fine athlete right now. But it's learning the system and getting invested in the system and gaining the experience, the practice experience, the game experience, and he's done that, and that's helped elevate his performance throughout the course of the year as well.
Coach, Colin Deaver with KAGS TV and College Station. When you've had players in the past, you know, like a Miles Garrett who could potentially be a top draft pick in the first round after their junior season, what kind of advice have you given them, you know, leading into their decision?
Their decision for what?
For choosing to stay or to go pro.
Oh, well, you know, that's left up to, you know, families and them. When we sit down and talk, it's, you know, it's really about understanding what the process is and that, you know, they have to do what they and their families feel comfortable with. And all of that takes place, you know, after the season. Nothing's going to change, you know, during the course of the season. I think our players are pretty good about it. The families are pretty good about it because you have a lot of people that inundate themselves upon, you know, young people and their families. And I appreciate our young guys because they know how to handle that. And then when our season is over, after the ball game Wednesday night, then that process begins to take place. You know, it's... sometimes, not always, but sometimes it's a very difficult choice to make. And, you know, so much of it depends upon things that you cannot be aware of until draft day, you know, and, you know, what will happen, where will you go? I've seen young guys that have the anticipation to go extremely high, and that doesn't happen. I think the evaluation process has gotten better and better and better over the years, and the projection has gotten better over the years, but there's still a lot of misses out there and that have been and on both in both directions. So, you know, it's we put together, we have a group of people on our campus that have an investment in young people and have an understanding about draft procedures and NFL as well as some other facets of a young person's life, and we open it up to all of our seniors to meet with their parents and that council if indeed they choose to do so. You know, the agent deal is always significant, and I don't discourage agents. It's, I mean, I think in this day and age you almost have to have one, and so we provide opportunities for young people to evaluate, you know, the agents that have an interest in them, and we do so through the NFL and through the Players Association, and they provide a great deal of significant information that we can share with players, and we also invite the players that if they have interest in certain agents to bring them in and meet with the council that we have, a variety of different things like that, I think, to try to make the process as good as possible for young people in our program.
Is the value of a ball game, how's it changed as your career has progressed?
Well, it really hasn't changed at all, and I think, you know, I've been to, where's Sean here, he could tell me, I think 27 bowls, and the process has never changed. The process is the same as it would be from game to game to game. And, you know, all I can ask of the young people in our program is to invest themselves as diligently as they possibly can in their preparation, to prepare as hard as they can, to take good care of themselves, to play as hard and as well as they can. And if they do that, then, you know, I feel like we've reached our that's what's important to me, let me put it that way. Now, I'm not naive to the fact that it's significant to be able to, you know, be victorious in ball games. I get that, and our players, you know, certainly they're invested in that very dramatically. But, you know, again, life is about, you know, day-to-day process and how well, you know, you do what you have to do on that given day and a value system. And those are the things that, you know, we put emphasis on. And with the feeling that, you know, if you can comply with that kind of value system, that you will have success in life. And part of that is on the football field.
Can you talk about his production a little bit?
Yeah, Byron, I mean, he's got a ton of talent, and we have multiple receivers that have a lot of talent, but I think we all knew from this offseason that Byron was going to be huge. You know, he's so versatile. He can play inside, outside. He's strong. He can run. And, you know, you're starting to see him now as he's really getting comfortable with knowing the schemes and stuff, that he's playing more confident and it's starting to show.
Jesse, you probably have already been asked this, but what do you see from the A&M defense?
I think, you know, you're looking at an athletic defense that's got, you know, good size. You know, they got a real big, you know, defensive line, athletic. They can rush the passer. You know, secondary, you know, like, you know, they fly around. They like to tackle. And, I mean, they're solid. You know, they're a good team, so it'll be good.
Was the rest off during the end of the season now beneficial for your own health? Do you have to go through less to get on the field each day?
Yeah, I think it's good for everybody. You know, everyone's going to have aches and pains and, you know, certain sprains and things like that, and all that stuff, you know, just to clear away in these weeks. So, you know, it's good for everybody.
How much better do you feel right now than that season?
Yeah, I feel much better. You know, I can't complain too much because everybody's going through it.
How physically demanding is quarterback run game? You went through a whole season.
You know, it's obvious it's a whole different ball game than high school, and you know, this is my first year, you know, running the ball in the Big 12 and things like that. And I mean, you know, I'm running the ball, and I know my running backs want the ball, so you know, I can't complain too much, you know, that, you know, about anything, because I'm the one getting the touches a lot of times. So you know, I'll do whatever I need to do to win, or you know, to help the team. So it's really no problem.
Devastated. He worked so hard to get that starting spot, and going in for a quarterback like Jake Waters was tough, and after the first play of the game, for that to happen, that's crazy. And for him to come back this year and be having a year like he has and be a leader like he has is tremendous. And you know, he's deserving of everything that comes his way. That's for sure. Yep, thank you.
Other than the change of venue, what's been the biggest difference of preparing for a bowl game instead of a regular season game?
Yeah, you know, I think the big thing is that we haven't played a football game in 3.5 weeks. You know, close to 4 weeks coming up on the game. And, you know, it's kind of like we went through camp and going into Stanford at the beginning of the year. You know, you don't play a football game for 3.5 weeks. You got to make sure you stay focused and ready for the game. So, you know, other than us being in a different area and playing a different team other than the Big 12, it's just that, you know, we had 3.5 weeks of preparation without playing a football game. So we just got to all be prepared and be prepared for the speed of the game and be able to get back out there and not really work our way into it, just be ready for it from the start.
And if you look at the A&M defense, can you compare them to a Big 12 team that you played this year?
You know, I don't know if I could compare them. I give a lot of credit to the A&M defense. They look really well. They fly around. They're a lot of hard workers, a lot of talent on the team. You know, we went against Oklahoma defense. That's pretty good. And a lot of defenses in the Big 12 are good. But, you know, it's hard to compare. But the A&M defense is good, and we're ready for the opportunity.
Coach complimented the week of practices coming up to this. Have you seen that translate throughout the season? Best week of practices is leading to good performances?
Yeah, you know, I think what Coach said was right. You know, we just had a consistent season with practices. You know, I don't think that we've been really up or really down. I wish some of the practices could have been better, but we've been really consistent with our work, and a lot of guys on the team have been working real hard, and, you know, we've, you know, had a lot of practices ever since TCU leading up to this game, and, you know, we're excited, and it's been good practice, that's for sure.
And Tom, maybe I'm reading too much into this, but it sounded like you guys were pretty competitive at that rodeo thing last night. Is that kind of an example of having to